of Ovi Beis HaKaisis. We had the Gemara that said, Tan Rabbanan, Mechad Shenus of Ovi Beis HaKaisis, Mitzarach HaKshirah, Mishneid Sadim Trefa. Brisa says that the din of Mechad Ovi Beis HaKaisis, Hamshachim says, other dinim had a tell, and they get a Karadam. I'm not going to get into that today. But it's that if it goes through one of the Iris, half of it, then it would be kosher, and Shnei Sadim would be a Trefa. So there's a big machlekes Rishonim over here. What the chiddush of the brisa is in contrast to the din of hamsis. Tosfos brings down right away that Shitas Rashi from Makom Acher in Shabbos that hamsis ba'etzem is even if it goes through partially, it's not totally mefulish, but that alain is enough that it's already a din tarfas. And there's a major chiddush over here in the brisa that over here by an oivi beis hakaisis going through one would be a kshira. And obviously, two is trefa, but hamsis is totally different. And what's the var by hamsis? It's because either it brings down, like Rashi says in Shabbos, that it's dak ma'id, the hamsis, and it seems like whatever we have already in front of us, the nekev, even if it's not totally through, is already enough to make the aver lakoy and already kvetched in a way that we already could down the trefas, and or that maybe shemir hivri and you don't see it. Vakapanam Tosfos, Rabbi Natan says, no way, we don't know such thing. There's no svara, ain't svara lemer, that if you don't have a full mefulish tika nekev, that you have the din trefas. And by Ham says, if it doesn't go fully through, it's also kshera. Okay, so when you get to this brisis, then what's the brisis coming to tell us if you're Rabbi Natan? Everything's kosher. What's the chiddush that going through one of the iris is kosher? So Tosfos, because over here there will be a chilek. What's the chilek? Chilek is that in the thickness of the iris over here, there's seems to be two iris, and if it goes fully through one of the iris, so going through one of the iris would be able to dan it as a nekev chashuv. Tosfos says that fish yesh lo shnei iris, the kamash on the afgav shenikiv ar echad sholim, there's a fest in nekev over here, I'm teaching it, fiu hachik sheira ad shenikiv shneihem. Agav nakav mitzad echad, he pires ois that there's really no chiddush of the second part, but it's just agav, we said that one is kasher, the second is treif, because even if the ikar chiddush of this brisa is, that one R is kosher, meaning Hamseis Avada is kosher because it's no Sheikhis to a Nekev B'chal. But over here, there was a Chashivas through one R, and it would have been Treif. You would have done it yourself, you would have said Avada is a Treifis over here. They're saying that's what the Chiddush of the Brais is, that one is kosher. Akapanime, it would come out, you say the major, you say this thing of Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, if you have such a Metzias that you have a Nekev without the Chashivas of the Nekev, that you, like Rashi, you were saying Rashi holds in Shabbos, and the Rishonim are bringing him down, that Hamseis not going fully through is Avada already a Tarfas. And Tosfos says no such thing. If you don't have a Nekev Mefulish, there's no Din Nekev. And that means that, you can touch it up a little bit, that Tosfos needs, that you have to have, in order to down a Trefas, it's not just about the Ever being stirred in a certain way, you have to have the Chashivas of the Nekev. And we see that Tosfos even was willing to down the Braisa, came to Tekufa tell us that you could have done yourself, that one Ur is a Festa Nekev, and you would have done Trefas over here. And that's why the Brisa has to tell you not like that, but it's all about the Nekev of Tosfos. And the Firashi, no, it's not important, but Etzem, maybe it also is a factor, and if you have it, it could also talk to the Trefus, but it's not the Yisoid. And the Etzem, we find this already in Tosfos and Membeis, the beginning, right, first Seder, the beginning of the parak about either Trefus. Tosfos already jumps on right away. Why did the Mishnah run out by Leif to speak out Beis Chalole, right? And Tosfos says, because really, all Nekavim of the Mishnah, Avada and Avada has to get to Beis Chalali. There's no tzad that it doesn't have to get to the Beis Chalali. However, by Leave, there was something different. Leave, there's a certain thickness that is Av, Tosfos says, very thick. And the thickness, there could be a massive Nekev, at least whatever the sheer Chashiv of a Nekev is, that you could have also done the same thing, that this is enough for me. All other stuff, there's no Feskai to the Nekev by the other Evarim that are Nakov that have been Trefus. And Leave, Tosfos says, you also would have said the same thing, that here, without getting to the Beis Chalali, there's a Fest in Nekev. And it's mamish the same sheet as Tosfos that we see now already two times and brought out, at least two times so far, that we're saying now that this is the idea, that you need the nekev chashev to dan the trefas, and if you have that, that's where you could chaff and say that here's the din trefas. It comes out that Tosfos really had two places, I was thinking, two places in the Mishnah now that really spoke out this nekuda, right? Tosfos spoke out just the base haloy of Leiv, as opposed to other nekavim, but if you think about it, the etzem, right, the Hamsis and basically Nikvu Chutz, the Rishonim asked on Rashi, they said, the few Rashi didn't ask, but they're basically speaking out, what does Rashi do, Nikvu Chutz? Rashi doesn't need Mefulish by Hamsis, so why does the Mishnah say Chutz? So they answer up, it doesn't really mean Mefulish Vadana. For Rashi's going to have to say that it means to the other direction, not connect, not into the Hamsis where the basic places and Hamsis meet, and if they go into each other, like Rashi on the Mishnah says, that that's not a Tarfus, but it doesn't necessarily mean Mefulish. So this is really the Fitoisis Kipshuta in the Mishnah, another case where the Mishnah is going out of its way to undo what you mean this Taisis is Yisoid. That punkt is not relevant over here, but there is the Yisoid is Emes, that it's all about the Nekev, and where to dan the Nekev, the Chashivas of the Nekev is the Tarfus. And sometimes if it doesn't bepoil Shter the Aver, right, if someone has a Nekev in their toe, even if it's Mefolish and Mefolish, it's not going to do anything, right? It doesn't matter. So you obviously need the other Nekuda, and that's what the Mishnah was coming to say by Lev, that point is what connects to the actual effect of what the Nekev does. But if this is true, then it really, if you take this Yisoid and you have to put it into the Shaka Vataria of different Gemaras, it becomes a whole different sugya. The Gemara Mem Gimel, Mashal. I'm just saying this, not everything I'm saying is necessary for me, is with Rabbi Israel and Rabbi Asher also. I'm obviously defending it, but I can't say that everything is 100% between the Chavrusa Shavs this came out. But if the Cheshvan of the Gemara on Mem Gimel of Mar Zutra, Mishmei de Rava, right? So we just had first Seder that the Gemara declares that Nikvush Neim Zet, we know that if one Nekev is Menuka, one is only one of the Eiris of the Korkavan and the Kiss, or the Veshed is a Menuka, that's fine. And the Gemara declares, what if you have Echad Zeh Shalai Kenege Zeh, what's the din? So the Gemara starts off, the Gemara says that Amar Mar Zutcha Mishmei Dera Papa Veshed Kasher B'Korkavan Pasal. Fine. And Rashi explains, what's the Taich? The Taich is because Lamaisa, the food sits there from the Sasif Sham, and Lamaisa, even though it's not Mefulish straight through in the same place, but it's gonna sit there, and then it's going to end up going to this Nekev, and going out Derech Nekev Sheni, so it's Treifa. Then the Gemara says, ask the Kasha, what are you talking about? Lamaisa, we know, Veshet Adaraba, Zakhtar Rashi, Veshet Achla Bei, Poi Bei, Ravcha, Pashta Bei, Zinin Vahan Zin Bahadi Adadi. Korkavan, though, is Rekhti Gemara, Zakhtar Rashi, just sits there, so what are you telling me? And Racha says, yeah, you're right, until this, what we said, Mishmei Dera Mar Zutcha, Mishmei Dera Papa was taka like you. Okay. So, what's the Shaka Vatari over here? What's the Shinoi between the Havamina that Rashi brought down? It seems to be, I don't see any Rishainim that argued on this, and it seems like we have a Festa Nekev over here. We have, it's going out, the Aver is Lakwi, and what's going on over here that we're falling off. I don't have a problem if the Pail, you want to also tell me that the Vesh is also Trefa and say they're both Trefa. But that's not what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara flipped it around. And now Trefa is the Veshed is the Trefas and Korkavan is Kasher. So what happened? So maybe it's very, very important to keep in mind this Nekuda of Shitas Rashi and Shitas Taisas just for the Pashat Chakavatarim here. So let's start with Rashi. So we're saying Lefi Rashi that it doesn't necessarily need a major din Nekev Seder. But you have over here, so in the Havamina is Givaldik. The Havamina is pretty Pasha, that we have over here a clap over here. And between the two of them, Lamaisa, the food is leaking out, the food is going out, so it's Asaban getting out, and Rashi says, okay, the Seder, so this is a Tarfas. So what changed in the Gemara is flipping around that you heard Fakara, that it was only by the Veshed we were aligned, and if here not, the Taish would be is that even in Rashi's Velt, you need the Eber to be Menukav at some point. It's not necessarily that it has to be Shaft that didn't Nekav, we have to see a Nekav Chashav, but the Eber has to be Menukav. So if you have over here a Nekav on one spot of the or of the Korkavan, right? That itself is not a Tarfas Menukav, that's Kasher. Elmai, then you have another one over here. Okay, so what do I have over here? I have a combination of a Shtickle leak over here, a Shtickle problem over here, a Shtickle problem over here. But Etzem, I call this like a souped up Mesukenes. The Shinoi is that I don't have over here. Even Rashi's belt, I need an Iver Menukiv. Maybe I don't need a Din Nekev Bepoyal like Taisvis, and that's what I'm looking for. But if you can't show me exactly an Iver Menukiv, you just show me, Lamaisa, there's a problem here. I agree, there's a problem here. But you don't have somewhere to be Shaf the Trefus over here, then you're gonna have to switch around by Veshet. And by Veshet, Taka, we see where the problem is, and we Taka see an Iver Menukiv. Doesn't necessarily need the Nekev per se, but far you need an Iver Menukiv, and if you can't show me that, in a certain festa, and even Rashi is gonna say forget it. So what's with Taisvis? So Taisvis would start off this very gishmak right? Over here also. In the Havmina, everyone's on board over here. You have a Nekev, a nekev over here and you have a nekev over there. So Tosis Shita Fakar. Be'etzem, I would say that even one nekev, be'etzem, Tosis has a chashivas, right? Because we know that Tosis had two havaminos by leave and by our oivi beis hakaisis, that itself is enough to dan a treifas, right? So Tosis be'etzem would be very happy over here for sure, even one, but we know that the halacha is one by itself is not a problem, right? Because it's not doing anything to the aver. Like we said, if you have Tosis has a festa hole in the toe, it's not going to help us, it's not going to make a treifa. Has to obviously talk to the aver in a certain way, whatever Tosis is looking for. So in the Hamina it was doing that. If the food is going out, the payo, so I have the feskite of the nekev, and I have the food going out, so then avada it's a treifa. Avada korkovan is going to be a treifa.
So you're saying that the kiddush in those other places was because was the reason why Arach had not was because of the stima?
I would say it's because it's not affecting the aver right now. Before I just finish this part, but I would say is that it's not affecting the aver in a way that the nekevim have to do to get treifa. So like I say, a nekev in the toe is a beautiful, massive, mefulish nekev. You can see straight through it, but it's not a problem. So you could have done that. There's some. It was obviously close enough that you would have had a havmino that obvious Tosis Taka doing something, but it wasn't enough of a level. Whatever nekevim have to do, obviously Tosis cares about
the
din.
Your muscle in the toe is a problem. That's the nekev is a shkenekev.
So I'm saying, right, a neck.
There's no chashivas
of a neck. Then it's going to lose the chashivas of the nekev as well. Yes. Yes.
So if there happens to be something else. Middle now, that's going to make a problem. Or that the them is guns.
So
unless you're saying it's in stima.
So let me speak it out. So it could be you're touching a little bit on the way I want to say it. So if we tell you, so we're saying now that we have the nekev and we have the problem of the nekev right in the havamina. So then what changed now in the maskana? I have the nekev and I have the problem of the nekev. What changed in the maskana over there by Marzutra? So maybe we could say like this, we could dan that what is the stima doing over there when you have the stima connected the nekev in the korkovan over there? And what does stima do in general? Is the pshat that there's a nekev and the stima is now protecting the aver from that nekev. It's inside the aver, Shabbai. And that's what stimas do, it protects the aver. Side one. Bayi's tzad is that no, it's not pshat that it's protecting. It's not, function is not protecting the aver, but it's a cap on the nekev. It makes it that there's nishka nekev over here. These are the two tzadim. So maybe we could say that these were the two tzadim of the Gemara over here. That in the beginning we came into to this case of korkovan. We have a festa nekev, right? And then we have a stima connected to that nekev. That's be'etzem. The Gemara came in with a stakless that's protecting the aver. Okay, so then everyone's on board that if it's not doing its job, so then the food is getting out, you're not protecting the aver. So avada is a treifa, right? It's not doing its job. And the nekev is here, so we have everything we need. Look at the Gemara, no, it has to be fakared. We see from the memra, you had the memra wrong. The memra was the veshet, where they add up, connect each other, and it makes them foolish. That's where the tarfus was. The pshat is that if it's not, if you don't have a steam a full of straight through and through, and the taich is the steam is not protecting the aver, it's covering the nekev. So that's what changed in the maskana. If the maskana of the Gemara over there is that the steam is protecting the nekev, so then Tosis is back to his shita that listen, I see that the aver has some type of has a problem over here, yes, but I have a steam mamish keneged where the nekev is, and it's closing up the nekev. So if it's closing up the nekev, I lost my entire chashivas of my denekev over here. Once I do that, so it could be problematic from today till tomorrow, but you don't have the chashivas. Just like Tosis, I'm sure Tosis holds that Hemsis, the behemoth is not doing too great with the Hemsis that's like Rashi. He's just not a dentrefus, right? But Tosis agrees there's a major problem with the behemoth. So there's a problem with the behemoth, but it's not going to get the dentarfus because the nekev was closed up. Maybe we could say that that's what it's telling you. But keeping this in mind, it really matters how to learn the sugya. Another case where it maybe play out a big nafkamina of how you understand is that by the case of drusa, right? Tosfos on daf mem beis talked about drusa, and he was just trying to figure out what's the problem of drusa. Is it a problem of seifel inakev, or is it a different problem? He says zok tosfos on mem beis that there's a whole list of problems that are seifel inakev that we didn't mention in our Mishnah. You know why I didn't mention it in our Mishnah? Because the Mishnah is included in Nekuvim. It doesn't get its own shame if Neasmai. And Tosfos is very clear that if drusa was al seifeli pasig, it wouldn't have gotten. We wouldn't have mentioned b'fnei atzmei in the Mishnah. Okay, so and zok Tosfos by Tosfos drusa is a shem tarfas b'fnei atzmei al the eres, and that's it. Maisa, if you go to the sugyas that we're doing now and some of the other places, Rashi is very clear that the drusa is a problem of making a nekev. It says on Gimel Beis over there that it makes a nekev in the Bnei Mayim, and it's a problem of nekev. So I was very bothered. So if it's the problem of nekev, so then how why is Tosfos Kasha not come back on Rashi? Or what is Tosfos, what's that machlokes? Tosfos, because of the fact, if you would have said it's nekev, he wouldn't have had it in the Mishnah by itself. Rashi Bepoel has it as a nekev, and it's in the Mishnah. Right? So, Lefi Rashi, why does nekev get a shame b'fnei atzmai in the Mishnah by Drusa? And Tosfos felt that it wouldn't have gotten a shame nekev b'fnei atzmai. So if we say this the same Yesod that we're saying now, that there's this stakos of how to look at Treifas between Rashi and Tosfos, so it would come out, we could say a teich to teich this up, that if Lefi Tosfos, he needs his din nekev choshev, right? He needs his din nekev choshev b'fneinu. So let's say Drusa would be a seifeli pasek, right? So what would you have? You would have a Drusa over here b'fneinu. Okay, so we have the haschala of what's going to be. But where's my nekev choshev? If the whole yisid is nekev choshev, so I only have a yad to down the line. Avad, that's a treifa. I'm not saying it's not a treifa. It's one of the treifas. But where's my nekev choshev? Oh, Zaptais is... This I'll put with other nukum. I'm not going to give it a shame if nei atzmai. I don't have a nekev here right now. The reason why is the tarfas is going to get a nekev chashev. Okay, but right now the tarfas is not here, and the tarfas is kokuli the nekev chashev down the line. So put it with nukuvim. Doesn't you take up a shame if nei atzmai in the Mishnah? Well, if you Rashi, the Rashi is not looking for nekev chashev per se. Rashi is not looking for a grace of din nekev to dan treifas. Rashi is looking for treifas. Eber lakoy. You need a place where to give shtelz that din that treifas. So Rashi, listen. I don't have a problem that Eres is the Seifeli Pasek. But Lamaisa, I have the Eres b'funenu fi Rashi, the Eres is here, right? Did it b'poyel cause the Nekev yet? No. But Rashi doesn't care about that, because Rashi doesn't need a Nekev Chashev, right? To Shtelzich on the Din Treifas, he's not looking for that. So if the problem is Seifeli Pasek, that's fine with Rashi, because the Tarfas b'funenu, it's a Jusa. So it's Kokulei Tali on their Machlekes of if you need a Nekev Chashev or not. Lefi Tosfos, if you don't have the nekev chashev b'fneinu, then I don't have my tarfas right here now, and it's just the eres. It's a way to get to a hefetemtz of a regular nekev down the line. Taka treifa, it's taka enough of a yad that we could get to that seifeli pasek. Beautiful, but I'm not giving it its own shame in my b'fnei atzmai. Lefi Rashi, the eres is here now. I could shot treifas right now. I don't care that it's a seifeli pasek because I was never looking for the nekev chashev per se. I never needed that. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. But if I have the tarfas here in the eres, I could done it right now in Avada. Rashi has no problem. He doesn't have to deal with Tosfos Kasha. And it's not just that Rashi doesn't think of this, because we know we have Rashi Klar on Daf Mem Gimel Med Aleph very carefully knows where to put everything. He said that Damil Bisra and all those things, the reason why they didn't get a name for Asma, he bavarns that Kasha. He's bavarning the same treifas that Tosfos was wondering on Mem Beis, and he speaks it out, and he's saying over there that those going b'chal nekuvim, that is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So Rashi clearly can't just say he's not bothered by that question. He is bothered by the question because he has other things, the payel, that he cares about, and those he doesn't have the tarfas b'faneinu, because those are just some type of simen right now. There's no eres b'faneinu. Those are some type of simen for the thing down the line. Those taka you can throw with nekuvim, because even Rashi doesn't have something b'payel right now to say treifas. But by Eris, I have it here now, even if it's down long to make a nekev, that's enough for Rashi. I just want to, a quick clara that it's really telling you some other stuff, but I was wondering that we were clarifying, what happens to Fi Rashi by the Hamseis? We're saying over here now that the Hamseis and the Fi Rashi, you don't have to have a nekev through and through, right? So what happens by Shar Nekuvim Shal Mishnah Seinu? Shar Nekuvim Shal Mishnah Seinu, do we have a right to take sheet as Rashi out of Hamseis to other cases in our Mishnah and say that Rashi never needs necessarily a nekev mefulish? Obviously, Lev, yeah. He has to get all the way there because the Mishnah says mefurish. And maybe that's why even Rashi, the Mishnah would speak it out, Lev. Rashi would never be bothered by Tosfos Kasha because it's dafka, taka, dafka. Lev is the only one that you have to taka get to the Beis Chalolei. Other ones, maybe not. Or is it a Pratyas Dikadin by Hamseis? this nekuda. And only by hamseis you don't have to totally get through. And other nekuvim, we don't have a raya to. Maybe you do have to get through. Are you making faces, Nachi? What, you do have to?
No, listen.
Okay, fine. So, basically, yeah, we're still out of time, but it might be Tali, and if...
It depends how dark it is.
What?
Just depends each area, how dark it is.
Right. So, but or could you bring a riot? So just one thing I would say is that the Mefarshim Shtal that Taisa said that for him he didn't have a chiddush. Taisa says I don't have a chiddush for bees for the second part of the brisa. I don't have a chiddush for that. Taisa says for me I don't have a chiddush. So the Maram Shif and Maram are medayek that Rashi there is a chiddush that even if it went through one of the Ovi Beis HaKoyis a little bit it would already be a treifa. So. According to them, that Rashi has that not just by Hamseis, even by other stuff. So then, Maishna from Shar Nekuvim, maybe other Nekuvim also of the Mishnah, then it should also have that. But it's not so pasha because it's a big nidan in the Paiskim if this din of Hamseis and Oyvivis Kais is Dafka a Nekuda in Machat or even Chayli. So, whatever.
Right, chum, kids are fine.